Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Ooh, fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Oh yeah.
I feel like you've just encouraged or opened the gateways.
The floodgates. Please don't text in spoilers. I will cry. Don't do it. I really, really don't want it to be spoiled for me. Such a good TV show. That's not what we're here to talk about, though. What are we talking about today, Penelope Noir?
I actually thought we'd start down a goth route.
Yes. I'm very pleased to hear that. The texters are already very pleased to hear that, too. We've had some messages, and Grizzy has said she saw Susie Sue play at Main Street with Robert Smith in the band, too.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty special.
I think that might have been about 83.
Mean.
Before my time, unfortunately. But I wish I had been there.
Yeah, that would have been a special gig.
Yeah, I kind of like read this. I mean, listeners will know that I always go to The Guardian and kind of read some stuff. And I read this article about a woman by Grace Dent saying, once a goth, always a goth. And about how, like, if you kind of start down that path,
yep,
even if you stray, you tend to come back.
The goth gets you.
Yeah. So I guess what's quite interesting about Susie Sue is that she didn't actually wear all black all the time. But she's kind of what I would describe as being like a glamour goth.
Should we just in case anybody has tuned in and for some reason doesn't know who Susie Sue is, should we just give them a little background on that first of all?
So Susie Sue was Susan Bellion, and she formed a band with Steve Severin, who's also known as Steve Bailey. Well, that's his real name. They met at a Roxy Music concert in 1975, which is pretty cool in itself. And then they were massive fans of the Sex Pistols. I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure that Steve Bailey was one of those 10 people at the first Sex Pistols gig.
But one then, of the 10 people, like 10,000 people. Yeah.
And then he kind of came back and went, oh my God, Susan. I've seen this band and they're absolutely fabulous. And we're going to have to go and follow them around. And so Susie Sue became Susie Sue.
They were kind of Sex Pistols groupies for a while in a way.
Yeah, so they formed Susie and the Banshees in 1976, and they used to follow the Sex Pistols around, as I said, and they were dubbed the Bromley Contingent by music writer Carolyn Coon, which they actually ended up hating, and it included Billy Idol, Sue Catwoman, possibly even Adam Ant, but I can't, yeah, I'm not quite 100% sure. Someone's going to text in and correct me. but they kind of gained notoriety because they went on the Thames TV show with the Sex Pistols, which resulted in Steve Jones calling the presenter Bill Grundy a dirty sod, amongst other inappropriate names, because he kind of came on to Susie Sue. And I think
you can find that clip on YouTube, I think.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty, yeah.
And just like Bill Grundy's just sort of like sitting there going, how the hell is this happening?
The tables have turned.
Yeah, Steve Jones is just going, you dirty, dirty, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's going, what? and she has an amazing outfit on in that clip. Yeah, that's the one with the eye makeup, right?
Yeah,
the one eye. So she started performing at the 100 Club, where in her first gig she performed the Lord's Prayer with Sid Vicious on drums. And then they went on to release a debut album, which was The Scream, in 1978, and it actually reached the top 10 in the UK with their first single, Hong Kong Garden, which is about a takeaway shop up the road that they like to go to. So she's actually been, her and the Susie and the Banshees have been around for quite a long time. They did break up, I think in the 1990s, and then reform and then break up again. And, yeah, for a while, when The Cure were on a hiatus, Robert Smith was performing with
them. That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, because The Cure kind of broke up at one stage, I think it was about 82 or 83, and Robert Smith went on tour with Susie and the Banshees. But then he kind of came back and said, no, I want to do my own thing. And then
that's sort of like the ultimate goth power duo going on there.
Yeah.
You've got Susie and Robert.
And when
out.
You see photos of the two of them together, it's like, whoa, this is awesome.
It's one of those things that you didn't know you needed, and yeah, Tumblr in 2013 sends you a photo and you're, oh, yes.
Yeah, I want to be in that gang. Where's my gang? So Susie kind of started out being quite unique in herself. So she grew up in the suburbs and was intensely aware of that her family was quite different. I believe that they were kind of like maybe working class, but in, living in a middle class suburb. And in England, you know, that's a very different thing. Her father was an alcoholic, and so she couldn't really bring people home with her, like friends and things. So she spent, and her siblings were at least 10 years older than her, so she spent quite a lonely kind of childhood, other than like her friends at school. She had some very unfortunate events happen to her when she was a child, so it made her distrust adults. So she ended up kind of like creating, this is in her own words, creating a world of her own. So she kind of used to imagine, so she loved to dress up and experiment in the way she dressed up. And she was actually known, like prior to starting the band, she was known for her fetish and bondage wear. Like there's early pictures of her going to one show, I think it's a Sex Pistols show, and she's just wearing a bondage bra that's not covered, so it's just like the underwire.
Oh, wow.
And she was never, there was never kind of, she wore everything with confidence.
Yeah.
She always looked great because of that confidence. But what's quite interesting is that she, you know, she adopted the heavy Egyptian kind of inspired makeup, which became her signature. As I said earlier, she, although she had black spiky hair, she didn't always wear all black, you know.
Right.
Perhaps like on the, I think the video Israel, she's wearing all black and a big kind of like Star of David. But in the video for Spellbound, she's wearing yellow. For the video of Christine, she's wearing red and yellow. But always like has this goth aesthetic.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
awesome that it's all in bright colours.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's funny though, because as you say that, like I do always think of Susie Sue just lots of black in my head, but now that you say that, I'm going through the mental gallery of cool outfits I've seen her in, and I'm like, actually no, a lot of those are bright as, but it's just the kind of demeanor she brings with it.
Yeah, and I think the makeup was the thing. And so, like, I mean, for people who are struggling with masks at the moment and lipstick, you know, it's kind of the time to really go gung ho on the eye. And she also, like, in the Fultrum, she would put a V for her lips, you know, for her lips, which kind of was really cool.
That's cool.
And yeah, I guess it was kind of like, you know, she didn't like the goth moniker right from the start. She hated it. And it was about kind of startling individualism for people, you know. But it was also at the same time, 82 to 86, there was the Batcave, which was owned by Ollie Wisdom from the band Specimen. And everyone used to hang out there, like Nick Cave and Susie Sue and all that. And so everyone used to dress up. So it was like kind of like that club kid thing, in the 80s and in the goth way. So, yeah, but she's just become, you know, she has just always been a fashion icon for the goth movement and for wider, I think, you know. I like that kind of glamour aspect of it.
Yeah, I like that too. It's also, because it's October, people may be thinking about Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
One of the best last-minute Halloween costumes I've ever pulled off was a Susie Sue. And I forgot I was meant to be going to something. And I was like, oh, get my massive black eyeliner and just scribble all over your face. And that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, no, it's so good. And I just, I just love the glamour of it because it's quite, you know, it's quite feminine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But it's just the cool, it's kind of timeless and so of a time as well, but it's still got so much like reverberation through, you know, contemporary fashion at the moment that you can kind of see her as being part of anywhere in many ways.
No, I just think she's really cool.
She is really cool. You've picked us a track today. What have you got?
I think I chose Spellbound.
You did? Ooh, you did choose
because,
Spellbound.
It's so witchy.
Very witchy. I enjoyed this a lot. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
No problem.
Susie and the Banshees. This is Spellbound. You're on BFM.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sends you spinning. You have no choice. You hear laughter
Susie and the Banshees. That is Spellbound. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir. Rosie's texted in to say that she sorted, Susie Sue sorted out that rowdy Main Street crowd more than once with the mic stand, and apparently at school she was a great javelin thrower. So there you go. Fun fact.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.